We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Winery and Restaurant, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. President Obama won the presidency in 2008 in very large measure as a result of promising to end war. His 2008 come-from-behind primary victory against a once-inevitable Hillary Clinton was almost totally because her Senate vote in favor of the Iraq War haunted her. By the time of his re-election in 2012, and against the advice of nearly every senior military advisor, President Obama had withdrawn all U.S. forces from Iraq, a fact that he trumpeted throughout the campaign. At the 2012 Democratic National Convention, speaker after speaker echoed the line, "Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive." The crowd ate it up. "All wars must end," said the president in a May 2013 speech. The problem the president now faces is that no one told the enemy. It started just weeks before the 2012 election, on the 11th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington. U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens was killed in a terror attack along with three other U.S. personnel at Benghazi, Libya. Since then, the world has become increasingly dangerous, as evidenced recently by the brutal beheadings of two Americans. The president is learning that giving a speech saying that war is receding doesn't actually end wars. Wars end when someone wins and someone loses. The forces of radical Islam seem unfazed by Obama's declarations of their defeat, and thus they remain at war with the West in general and that great symbol of the West, the United States, in particular. You know your tide of war is receding narrative is falling apart when even the Pope contradicts you. In a little-noticed conversation with reporters last month, Pope Francis said, quote, "We are now in World War III. Today we are in a world at war everywhere," end quote. To borrow from the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the president's chickens are coming home to roost. His disdain for America's historic role as peacekeeper to the world, his disavowal of American exceptionalism, his bowing to Saudi autocrats, his serial rejection of the advice of his own military leaders, and his decision to totally abandon Iraq have all served to embolden an enemy that remains, in its own mind, resolutely at war. The president finds himself haunted by the words of retired Marine General James Mattis, who said, quote, "No war is over until the enemy says it's over. We may think it's over, we may declare it over, but in fact, the enemy gets a vote. With respect to the war against terror, until we win or until we lose, the war will go on. Peddling a fantasy that the tide of war is receding can win an election, but unless the tide really does recede, the battle will eventually have to be joined. And until Islamic terrorism, in all of its incarnations, decides to give up, this new type of war will bedevil this administration and administrations to come. With respect to winning this war, as the president is discovering, speeches will not suffice. That's my word. What's yours?" Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. The delightfully cool, dry evenings this week sent me out to the glider swing in my front yard that you may have heard me mention. In my hand was a glass of Keepersall Estates 2009 Merlot. There, I let the residual tension of the day slip away as the neighbors strolled by, some of them walking their dogs. You, of course, are welcome to join me on my swing if you should find yourself nearby, but if that's not convenient, I can suggest another venue, the patio at the Keepersall Winery. I cannot think of a better way to pass the time on a Saturday afternoon in the fall. Try any wine in the Keepersall collection, including the excellent 2009 Keepersall Merlot I enjoyed last night. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Then grab a glass or a bottle and repair to the pleasant outdoors with a friend or a spouse to relax and let the tension just slip away. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.